Welcome back to Found. Back.
Last episode we heard how the idea started. Today I want to get into the bit I'm honestly obsessed with.
The app itself.
Yes, because a dating app with no swiping sounds beautiful.
It does.
But also slightly suspicious. Like, okay, gorgeous sentence, but what am I actually opening?
I got it. So let's pull it apart. And the first thing to understand is this. Found is basically one big rebellion.
Against what?
Against the slot machine.
Sorry, the what?
The slot machine. The poker machine. The thing dating apps accidentally became. Or maybe not accidentally.
Oh, okay, go on.
Think about swiping. You pull the lever. Maybe you get a match. Maybe you don't. Maybe the next person is amazing. Maybe they're holding a fish.
There is always a fish.
Always. And that maybe is the hook. Psychologists call it a variable reward. Your brain loves uncertainty. It's the same pattern that makes gambling addictive.
So the app isn't just showing you people, it's training you to keep checking?
Exactly. And this is where dopamine comes in.
The famous dopamine.
The very misunderstood dopamine. Dopamine isn't really the happy chemical. It's the chasing chemical. It spikes before the reward. It's anticipation, wanting, hunting.
So when you're swiping, your brain isn't going, I'm in love?
No. Your brain is going, maybe the next one. Maybe the next one. Maybe the next one.
Oh, no. That is painfully familiar.
Right? And the problem is that state feels exciting, but it's not connection. It's just stimulation.
So Found is trying to break that
loop. Completely. It takes away the feed. No endless faces. No sitting on the couch grinding through strangers like it's a game.
Okay, but then what do you actually do?
You live your life. That's the weirdly radical part.
Bold dating strategy.
You go to your cafe, your gym, your beach, your neighborhood, and when you want to, you check in. That's it. You're not browsing. You're not performing. You're just saying, I'm here. I'm open.
And then?
If someone genuinely compatible has crossed your path, Found introduces you.
One person?
One person.
Not 50?
No.
Not, here are 12 people who also like tacos?
No taco flirt. One person goes into your waiting room.
I love that name. It sounds calmer already.
That's the point. It's not a marketplace. It's a moment.
And the first thing you get is their voice.
Yes.
Right?
Voice first.
Before a photo?
Before a photo.
That is such a big reversal.
Huge. Because photos are where the fantasy machine starts.
Tell me more about it.
You see one good photo and your brain instantly writes a novel. Their personality, their lifestyle, the wedding, the dog, the Sunday farmer's market.
The linen shirt.
Always a linen shirt.
Emotionally available linen.
Exactly. But none of that is real. You haven't met a person. You've met a projection.
And voice interrupts that.
Yes. Voice gives you actual human data. Are they warm? Are they funny? Are they thoughtful? Are they nervous in a sweet way? Do they listen? A voice has texture. It's much harder to turn into a fantasy.
That's so true. A photo lets you judge. A voice makes you listen.
Yes. And listening is slower.
Slow dating.
Which is kind of the whole philosophy of Found.
Because the fast part of dating is the part that gets us into trouble?
Nah, real slow dating. Not boring slow, human slow.
So love needs a slower nervous system?
Often, yes. The fast brain makes snap judgments. Hot or not, left or right, yes or no. But bonding doesn't happen there. Trust doesn't happen there. Safety doesn't happen there.
Okay, give me another example of slow inside the app.
Messages.
The danger zone.
The danger zone. Found limits them.
Wait, limits messages?
Exactly. Found is built around that idea. Calm people make better choices than overstimulated people.
People are going to panic.
They might. For about 5 minutes.
Because we love unlimited messaging.
Do we though?
Fair.
Unlimited messaging feels useful, but it often becomes a holding pen. You text for 3 weeks, build a fake intimacy, never meet, then someone says, ha-ha, true, and vanishes.
That was too accurate.
When messages are limited, they become what they were supposed to be, a bridge, not the relationship. just the doorway to an actual coffee.
So it nudges you toward real life?
Exactly. Kindly. It's not forcing intensity, it's just stopping the endless digital limbo.
There's also the self-awareness side, right? That part feels very different from other dating apps.
Yes, and I think it's one of the smartest parts. Most dating apps make you obsess over everyone else.
Who liked me? Who viewed me? Who's better? Who's next?
Found quietly turns the mirror around.
Rude.
A little rude, but useful.
What does that look like?
There are pulse checks where you reflect on how a connection is actually feeling. Not just are they attractive, but do I feel calm, curious, guarded, pressured, excited?
That's already better than my usual system, which is panic and screenshots to
a
friends.
Beloved but flawed methodology.
Deeply flawed.
Then there's conversation insight. It helps you notice patterns. Do you chase? Do you disappear? Do you over-explain? Do you avoid asking real questions?
Okay, now it's getting personal.
Dating is personal. That's the problem and the opportunity.
Because if the pattern keeps repeating...
You might be part of the pattern.
Ouch.
But gently. Not as blame, as power. Because if part of the pattern is yours, then part of the change is yours too.
That's actually hopeful.
Very. Found isn't saying you're the problem. It's saying you're not helpless.
Well, that's a very different message from normal apps.
That's correct. Normal apps sell you more options. Found is trying to help you make better choices.
And maybe become more ready for the right person when they appear.
Exactly. The old apps say, here are more people. Found says, here's a more honest way to meet one.
Even the design feels like that. It's very quiet.
White space. Calm screens. No frantic red dots. No streaks. No 12 people liked you bait.
No little chaos casino in your pocket.
Exactly. The app isn't trying to spike your nervous system every 10 minutes. It stays mostly quiet until something meaningful happens.
That's such a different philosophy.
Because the design is not decoration. It's protection.
Protection from what?
From spiraling, comparing, performing, chasing. All the tiny behaviours that make dating feel awful and somehow addictive at the same time.
So every feature is basically asking... Does this help people meet or does this keep them scrolling?
Yes, that's the line. Found is built for meeting, not scrolling.
Okay. So have you had to sum it up in one sentence?
Okay. Found is a matchmaker's brain built with modern technology designed to slow you down instead of speed you up.
That's clean.
And everything the other apps use to keep you hooked, Found removes on purpose.
No feed.
No slot machine.
Voice before photos.
A few messages, then real life.
Self-awareness, not just people shopping.
Calm design, calm mind. I like it. It feels old-fashioned in the best way.
Old-fashioned pace, brand new technology. I like that.
Beautiful. Found is on the App Store now with a free 30-day trial. You can find everything at foundmatchmaker.com.
See you next episode.